Hey guys, it's Mr. Licorice here, and I've been mulling over like doing some podcast kind of stuff for a while. I wanted to wait until after Backstage kind of elaborated on its community spotlight thing before I did it because I didn't want to step on any toes. So basically, every single episode is going to have a different topic. Some of them are not going to be GWA related. This one will be more for the most part. So today we're just going to be talking about Patreon stuff and a little bit of Discord and just general monetary like transactions involving audios and things of that nature. And before that we're going to introduce them and go a little bit into just general things about them so you can get familiar with them. Hopefully new people will come on to her content, which is great. I really do also want to improve visibility for people on here. So without further ado, my guest today is Sunnydale Bound. How are you doing today, Sunny?
Hey, I'm doing good, Mr. Licorice.
We had a lot of audio issues trying to figure out what to do before doing this. Don't know what's going on. It specifically doesn't work with Sunny. The
That's
technology is cursed.
my life in a nutshell.
But before I start ranting and raving about how much I hate technology and Skype, we'll just get into these intro questions. Just so that you get to know her a little better, and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of the Patreon stuff. So, so easy start. How did you discover GWA, Sonny?
There was this website called literatica.com, and when I was a horny legal teenager,
Oh, I had to specify.
I would peruse that website and read the stories. And then one day I saw something and they were like, click here if you want to see the audio version of this. I was like, what? What is that? And so my whole life changed when I found erotic audios. And then like years passed and there was this particular user and I found his like back catalog and there was a thing, like a little blurb on his profile that was like, oh, I post mainly on GWA on Reddit, or you can find me on Tumblr. So I went to his Tumblr and he didn't update that either. And so I was like, what is Reddit? And like, I knew what Reddit was, but not like, I wasn't cool. I wasn't a cool kid. So I Googled it and I found him and I had listened to only about half of what was on his profile for like submitted and my life was forever changed.
I noticed that like there's quite a few people who came to GWA from Literotica. I always find it funny because I got on Reddit and it was just like, hey, there's porn on here. You can go look at porn. And I was just Gone Wild stuff, and then I saw Gone Wild audio, and then it was just history from there. So I'm always like, my origin story is so boring. But I totally feel you on like reading stories. I didn't go on Literotica. I didn't know that that was a thing. But I used to read mostly like erotic fan fiction because I'm a total weeb.
No shame.
like anime fan fiction and all that stuff. Yeah. So Literotica has stories and also audio as well.
Yeah, and some pictures, like you could have a picture to accompany like a series or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really need to check this place out.
You do. They also have like affiliate links for like porn. So that's how I found some like solid porn sites back in my day.
effective. But so after your, you know, years of you know, chilling out on Literotica and then finally getting onto GWA, where you were listening through this user's back catalog and all, what motivated you to start posting? Or, you know, how long was it before you finally got to the point where you're like, I want to get in on this, and what drove you to make that decision?
So it was about 3 months of finding GWA, and I have, like, my main account, like, my personal account, and I, like, commented on stuff, and it's like, I'm not creative with usernames, so if somebody were like, oh, hey, her username for this is the same as Reddit, I wonder what she comments. Like, they would have seen all the filthy history of me being like, OMG, that was so hot. I came so hard. So then I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. So I deleted that account. Mm-hmm. And, and I was like, I was sitting there, and I think I was interacting with somebody, and I had always been told, like, oh my god, your voice is sexy. Like, at a previous job, there was a feedback form that basically I got 5 stars all around, and the only comment was, your voice is so fucking hot. And it did, I mean, obviously, like, super great compliment, but that's not gonna help me at work.
Yeah.
And, I was always having phone sex, like, super into that. So, I don't know, I was just like, well, I wonder if my voice actually is hot, or if guys are just pandering to me. And then I came so much harder, like, knowing, hey, some random person might listen to this and might enjoy it. And then that idea just, like, grew. Like, a stranger listening to my voice, listening to me get off.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hot.
Yeah, so, I can attest.
So it started off as me being like, kind of, oh, let's see if it actually is hot, or if guys are just blowing smoke, to like, this helps me come a lot harder. I'm going to go ahead and continue to do this no matter what.
So you wanted to see, you know, if there was merit to the whole sexy voice thing. Do you feel pretty confident that compliment you got was warranted? Do you feel like there's a lot of truth in that? Do you believe it?
I mean, I absolutely hate my voice. Like, I think I sound gross. But everybody hates, like, not everybody, but, like, a lot of people tend to share that sentiment. So I think that I believe a person when they tell me that they like my voice, because they've no motive to lie. Like, if they don't like my voice, they can just move on.
Yeah.
So they're not going to take time out of their day to be like, wow, that was really good. Or, oh, wow, your voice sounded amazing there. If, like, they didn't dig it even a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So now, today, how long have you been posting on GWA?
I think my oldest post, so my Reddit age is 8 months, 27 days. So I'm pretty sure 8 months and 24 days ago I posted. Because I didn't post right away, because I was still uncertain if I was actually going to do what I was thinking I was going to do, and I didn't. Yeah. So, yeah, my verification request is definitely 8 months old, so That's first post.
Yeah, I feel you on the not posting at first. It was like a week before I actually made my verification when I made my original account. Because I was, like, still super, like, I don't know. Like, yeah. I'm kind of almost there, but I still kind of don't know. And so totally feel you on that. Of course, it's hard to tell just from my posting history how long I've been around, but it's yeah. It's been over a year, so.
Well, we're glad you came back.
Yes, me too. But, so you've been around for a little over, well, almost 9 months now. With that in mind, how would you generally describe your experience on GWA? Would you characterize it as mostly positive? You know, have you had any less than savory experiences? And of course, you don't have to go into super detail on that. So yeah, what was your experience like overall?
I'd say obviously mostly positive. There have been some situations that I've like messed up further that other parties have messed up further, but like ultimately everything is a learning experience. So if you muck it up one way, just don't do that again, and you'll be fine. And if you do it again, then you're an idiot. And I have done the same thing a few different times, but I'm learning. But yeah, definitely mostly positive.
That's good. Like, would you say that most of the, say, like, comments or PMs you get are very respectful, like, for the most part, when they're explaining that they like your content?
Yeah, there are the few outliers where it's, like, super aggressive, but those are very few and far between. Sometimes you'll get just a dick pic, which does not happen to me often, which is unfortunate. I don't know what it is about me, but no one just sends me random dick pic links. So I don't know if I should be, like, thanking you or, like, why not? So why don't I get the random dick pics?
Damn it. But, I guess as long as they give you a heads up, you know.
Exactly. PM me your dick pics. No, don't.
That's an interesting. That's an interesting way to think on it. That's funny. But so that's good that you had a mostly positive experience here. I think that, you know, for the people who've been around for a while, I think most of them would attest to something similar, especially people who, like, you know, are, they regularly get hundreds of upvotes and probably get like thousands of PMs and blah 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 blah. They've probably seen it all. So moving into some more mechanical kind of questions. So what is your recording / editing setup? What is that like? Like, what are you working with?
Like equipment or like...
Yeah, equipment and programs or whatever you use basically in the pursuit of your audio creation.
So I have a Blue Yeti microphone that... was purchased with funds from my Patreon. Once I hit a reward, a goal, I had enough money to buy that. And before I was using like a cheap $20 microphone. It was good, but it's not this good.
Yeah.
And then I use Audacity to record and edit. And my laptop. And my toy chest of toys.
In terms of your toy chest, what sort of toys have you used when creating any audios before? And, you know, if you want to name some audios as well to kind of give a little bit of extra immersive oomph for people's listening experience.
I guess I try to steer clear of like the really intense and loud vibrators.
Yeah, you don't want to have to edit that shit out.
Yeah, and I'm not a big person on editing. Like, if I fuck up, I will either play it in as, like, I'm so dick drunk that I just can't think straight, or, like, I note the time, and then I just edit that part out. But mm-hmm. I don't do a lot of, like, editing. So I have the, Lush by Love Sense, Loveness, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That tends to get used a lot, because it's powerful and it's very quiet and it's, yeah. I think like, well, one of my favorite audios, I know that's, there's the one, like, little girl gets taught a lesson or whatever, little one, I don't remember what it's called at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, that was just my hands, and, like, that's probably one of my favorite audios, because it's just, like, I don't know, super intense, I guess, but otherwise... Like- I think just, like, but I didn't have the Lush when I first started. I don't even remember what I was using.
Hmm.
Probably. Oh! It's one of those free gifts with purchase from Adam and Eve. It was the G-Spot toy. So, and then it, like, died. Who would have thought? Overuse. So, like, the first 2 months, roughly, are made with that stupid G-Spot vibe. So, yeah. That was a free gift with purchase.
Hey, man, free's my favorite flavor. I totally get that. Right. But, yeah, the, yeah, that's, so, in terms of, like, other sort of props, I know from what you've mentioned, you have, like, a riding crop, as well as some other stuff. I think you've used some of those in some audios you've made. What all, sort of props like that have you used in audios?
Definitely the riding crop. Mm-hmm. I have a new audio that I used. I had my handcuffs on, and they're like fur-lined leather. They're amazing with like
interesting
the chain in between the two cuffs like detaches. So I had my hands free, but for the sensation of like. Being bound, I was wearing them, and then I used the riding crop, and I was just recently from my wish list a bamboo rice paddle was purchased as it was put on there as a joke. Like, I was like, oh, I don't have 500 implements to spank myself with. And then somebody, like, messaged me or, like, commented, like, here's this bamboo paddle. And I was like, all right, I'll put it on the wish list. If someone buys it, I'll use it. Well, someone bought it. And so I just recently got that. And it makes a very lovely sound because it's bamboo. It's kind of got that, like, hollow... sound to it. And I also have a collar with attached clamps, which usually if I'm wearing the clamps, I don't necessarily always make it known or part of the audio. It's just nice to do.
It's good for the immersion. Like, yes. It really helps the audio be authentic, to get into that mindset. That's interesting. Quick note, you ever used a brush for spanking? I heard those work really well.
I haven't. I do own paddle brushes, though. I own, like, 4 of them. Mm-hmm. So, but one of them's, like, a really, really, like, cheap plastic. But I will definitely give it a try.
If you've got, like, a good, like, wood handle brush that's fairly flat, I heard those work really well.
Good to know.
And it's something that you'd have on hand, so you don't have to, like, go out and, like, buy another thing.
Exactly.
But.
I'm all for multitaskers. I hate a unitasker.
So going into a bit more of the mechanics, do you have any sort of rituals regarding your recording? Like, do you do warm-ups? Do you, do you like to, say, get some water before and after? Do you, like, shower before or after? Do you, just anything involving, like, what you generally do surrounding recording? Not during, but surrounding.
Usually, if, like, it's a planned thing, then I, like, we'll have, like, my drink ready and, like, everything like that. Like, a towel ready just in case. But, like, sometimes it's just spur of the moment, in which case I just, like, hastily set up my laptop and mic and then just, like, go to town. But I don't really have, like, any way to, like, prep myself, because I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm pretty slutty. So I'm often always horny. I usually just need to be told, like, hey, I want to fuck. And I'm like, yep, I wanted to fuck about 10 minutes ago, but I wasn't sure if you did, or I didn't want to, like, be rude. So.
Feel you.
I don't need to, like, warm up or anything like that. It's just, like, all right, I've been ready. And then afterwards, I clean up, I wash everything off, and, like, put everything tucked away nice and tidy, and then shower if a simple sink cleanse isn't enough. Just usually not. So I usually shower afterwards. But shower and change if I was wearing clothes.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, so do you have a, like, semblance of a recording schedule? What does it kind of look like if you do?
I don't. I tried that for, like, a week, where I was like, okay, so here's what I'll record, and this is what I'll record, and this is what I'll post, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it lasted, like, 3 days. And then I was like, I can't, don't fence me in. I was like, it didn't work out, because then I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to record this script today. Well, I guess I could always switch it around with tomorrow's script. And so I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to do this whenever I'm horny and able to record.
I think that's a better way of going about it anyway, because being in the moment will make your audios more authentic. Mm-hmm. And just going with whatever looks best at the time will help that as well. Like, I don't record unless I'm usually, like, worked up. And then I'm like, all right, what is the thing I'm most in the mood for right now? Granted, I'm not like you, who's usually, like, ready to go. Like, I usually edge for, like, 30 minutes to a fucking hour, like, almost every time I record. So,
That's awesome.
But... Well, I kind of do that because, like, once I start getting in the motion of jerking it, it's
the
like sometimes it starts getting hard to get to the finish line, so
motions.
I have to like make sure I'm already kind of there before. So it's almost necessity, but then it makes everything super good. But all right.
That
So we all have a
sucks.
recording schedule, but ideally, how often would you like to be able to post to GWA, Audible, Backstage, whatever you post to? Ideally, how often would you like to be able to post to those sorts of things? If that applies.
Every other day would be super fun because I don't want people to get like, oh, geez, there's Sunnydale Bound posted again. But I also want to be like, ooh, Sunnydale Bound posted again.
You just
But
can't decide,
yeah. So every other day would be good. Like when I first started, I posted like, I would post one and then like 12 hours later I'd post another. And then eventually I figured like that's probably too close together. That's probably like people don't care. Like that's way too close together. So then I tried like just once every day and then I still felt like that was spamming. So then I just stopped. And it just was whenever, yeah, whenever it felt like it was enough time in between.
Gotcha. Yeah, I used to want to post as much as I could. And, then when I realized, like, hey, you're an adult and you have adulting things to do, and there's only so much time you can record, you got to kind of space it out. I was like, oh, so not generally I post like once a week now. That tends to work because I do scripts and also audios, so I can space it out over a long period of time. But yeah, I try not to worry about like, oh, I didn't post in like 2 weeks. I'm fiended right now. But yeah. I mean, I ideally I would love to post a lot. Like, but I'd have to literally have like $1 million and not work, which sounds like a dream, but yeah, it's never gonna happen. It's pretty awesome. I would be great. So you kind of answered this in a previous question a little bit. So if you had to pick one, or you can pick multiples, is fine if you can't really narrow down to one. If you could narrow down to one audio being your favorite, what would it be and why? And you can say multiple ones as well if you like, for different reasons. I know that I have multiple ones I consider favorites for different reasons.
So the little one gets taught a lesson. It was a fantasy of a particular guy, and it was basically like this is me, this is what I want, this is how I want to please you, and it was just, it was really like close to my heart. I don't know, it didn't do very well in air quotes. It's very niche, like it has the words little one, but it's not a little audio. Like I'm not a little, I personally can't be in that headspace. So like I wasn't sure if like all of a sudden I'm like leading people on with like using that and not actually having to be a little. That's not the point. So, but it's one of my favorites. Whenever somebody's like, oh, well, I just found your audios. Do you have a favorite? I always am like, yep, this one. It's kind of long though. Because it's like 45 minutes and it...
Oof.
Yeah, it was just me, like, just laying there and just talking and, like, the build-up to the climax was a lot of fun.
Super, super good.
Yes. But there was another one, which is also one of my favorites. It was, oh my god, it was also based off of a dream about a dude. Different dude, months apart, and slut, what can I say? Oh my gosh, where is it? Way after that. Okay, let's see. It was like just one of my favorites. I also am really fond of the I Love Your Hands one because I have a hand fetish.
That was a cool little audio. I like that one.
Thank you. Okay, you want me, even though all your friends are here? GFE Central, nice and slow. Hold me close. That one's another one of my favorites because it was based off of a dream that I had. The dream was a lot more detailed and more intense, but, like, fuck. I woke up from that dream, and I woke up because I had an orgasm.
Oh, it's a wet dream.
Oh. It was...
Nice.
So good.
Nice.
Yeah. So, those... three are my favorite
because
I can't choose one.
No, that's pretty good. damn, I'm jealous. I've never had a dream so intense that I actually had a full on orgasm. Like, I've like had a dream so sexually intense that like I've kind of had some pre-cum.
Yeah.
Before, but I've never full on had an orgasm. Like I.
It was my first time.
Oh, okay, so that was actually, like, oh, okay, that's really recent.
Yeah. so don't, no kidding. Don't, like, oh, you know, she's so lucky, she gets orgasms and sex. I mean, I am greedy, but apparently asleep me is like, nah, dude. Leave me alone.
Nah, I gotcha. I mean, that's kind of the point of sleep.
Right?
Left alone so I can recover, not still be sexually like, I need to go do things. you know, actually, recently, I had a really sexual dream, and it was, like, really general, like, but when I woke up, I was humping my bed.
Nice.
That's
pretty hot.
Yeah, and I fapped not long after waking up.
Yes.
You know, just to throw that out there, but yeah, it was pretty interesting. Last of our first part, what's an audio you'd like to do in the future? And this is assuming you can have all the props you want, all the editing tools at your disposal, like all the bells and whistles. What's an audio you'd love to be able to make if you had everything you needed?
This one's hard because, like, I have so many ideas, but then, like, committing them down to audio form, especially with, like, one voice, would be really difficult to convey overall, like, tone and stuff. But I've always had this, like, personal fantasy of, like, a torture session where, like... I'm, like, bound to the bed, and, like, multiple implements are used on me, and it's, like, 5 hours of edging. So, but, I mean, in all, like, seriousness, like, down, like, to the nitty-gritty, that wouldn't, how would that translate? It would just be just an edging audio.
Well, I mean, like, if you wanted to... really put the pressure on about like what's going on. I suppose in when recording, there are people that are using implements on you, I suppose.
Yeah.
Maybe you can hear them say things. Like, this would actually be kind of collab-ish.
Yeah.
They're not, like, actively, like, doing a lot in terms of dialogue, but you know they're there, and they're expressing, like, hey, I enjoy the, you know, that they're enjoying the things they're doing to you.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of dirty talk, but nothing, like, too crazy.
Fuck.
So there you
yes,
go.
That would be hot.
So, yeah, just you on a bed, bound, and then there's, like, three guys with a top
yes!
and stuff, and, you know, like...
Make it four guys, and I'm sold.
I love how that's the thing that sells it. Just add one more dude, and we're sold. We're good.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
That would be really hot, though. That'd be major. People would like that. That's straight up money. That's pure money. even if it was 5 hours, I'd find a way to listen.
Oh my god.
I'd find a way.
Oh jeez.
I'd have to listen in installments, but I'll do it.
Fucking live stream it somewhere. Just like, all right, guys,
oh,
you
man.
Can come and go as you please.
That's definitely don't ever discard that idea, you know. You might be able to do that in some capacity, you never know.
Yes.
But so we're moving on to the specific topic of today, which is like more, you could condense it down to being about monetary sort of transactions when it comes to audios. So the focus is Patreon, but you know, we'll probably add a little bit more about other stuff. So to start, what motivated you to open up your Patreon page?
Essentially, I was asked by somebody if I had one, and I said no. And he sent me a couple YouTube videos, and he's like, here's how easy it is to create a Patreon account. And he's like, I'd love to be your first patron. And I was like, you'll be my only one. and he's like, all right. And I was like, what would I even do for tiers? And, like, we had a long conversation about it. And, like, essentially this guy helped me set up my Patreon, and I think it's been, like, 4 months, and, well, it's April. It's been, like, 3 months, and I haven't even heard from him. But, like, he helped me set up my Patreon and, like, get it up and running and what tiers I should have. And we started with three tiers, and like, he pledged. He was my first pledge, and... it was basically just, like, to appease him. 'Cause not, like, obviously I thought, well, if I could get somebody else, like, that'd be really cool. Like, it would be extremely flattering and all of that stuff. And, like, I debated doing, like, the per creation versus per month for a long time, but I didn't want, if I had a month where I was like, I'm making like 15 audios, I don't want to do that to somebody. Like, I don't want to charge $5 per audio or per creation, and then it's way more than they thought that they were going to be paying. Like, I don't know how that per creation stuff works. That's just what I assumed. So I was like, all right, we'll just do the per month thing. So that way, if I have a busy month or if I have a slow month, they still get the same stuff. Like, so. And then.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically it.
So. Did you also do like specific commissions before you did Patreon?
Definitely. The same guy was actually my first commission. We had been talking in PMs back and forth a little while, and then he's like, "Do you do commissions?" And I was like, "Oh God, no." And he's like, "Why not?" And I said, "I wouldn't know. First of all, I wouldn't know what to charge. Second of all, I would have no idea how to say no if I was uncomfortable with something." And I was like, "I think it'd be cool, but I don't know. What if I shoot out a price and somebody's like, 'Oh, that's just astronomical. That's ridiculous. How could you? How dare you?'" Which I've had somebody do about my phone sex rates, which is why I don't do phone sex for pay. So, and he is like, "People, the artist sets the price for their work and blah, blah, blah." Flowery language that was appealing to me. And so I did a bunch of research and I saw what some of the big wigs charged for commissions and lowered it by half. And so I was like, I think when I first started, I was $1 to $4 a minute. No, I was $1 to $3 a minute. And then I realized that that's way too low. But yeah. So yeah. Same guy got me into commissions. The commissions were first. And then I actually had a lot of interest in it, which was nice because I did not think that I would. I'm always pleasantly surprised. I definitely set the bar low so that anything above is just amazing.
Hey, it works.
Yeah.
But okay. Well, so and going back to your Patreon stuff, what sort of rewards do you offer now, and how have they evolved over time?
There's like voting on what I should make for the next month. So like in April there was a poll, "What should I make for GWA Maine in May?" And it started out with me having like seven tags of like random ass shit, and I would try and combine all of them into one audio. And as I struggled incorporating all of them, I started going to just the top one or two, the top two or three. And then I started focusing more like, okay, five tags, and then I can, get the general idea of what they want. And then add any other necessary tags. And then now it's just, usually it's just the top result is the main tag that I include. If the top two fit, then I include those. I have the Discord reward, like get to be a green color in my Discord server, and so it lets everyone know you're a patron. There's a patron only channel which I notify you of like live recordings that are I exclusive to specific tiers. I actually haven't had one this month. I'm a bad person.
Yeah. Yeah, where's that audio at?
I'm sorry, jeez. for the, I think, the $25 tier, you get a 5-minute custom audio. And then for the, there's a 45 and a 50, and you get a 10-minute custom audio with those. And there's like a form you fill out, and it's like an overall tone of what you want. Like, do you want this to be like girlfriend experience or F sub or F dom? I think that's how I fixed it. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you know, tell me a bit about what you want and any like hard limits or anything. 'Cause it's a form for everybody. First time pledges and people that have been with me since the beginning. So it's just standard form. And, at 50, the $50 tier, which is the max tier, you get my kick too. So we can talk. I usually end up being very slutty and talking a lot about sex. I know that's shocking. It's a shocker. But, no, not like sexting or anything, like nothing like that, but definitely like talking and hanging out and sharing kinks and fantasies and stuff. And then like all of my patrons, it's a blanket statement. All of them, if they see a post on GWA Main or Audible and it's a script offer and they think, hey, Sunny would be great at this, they can tag me in it. They can shoot me a PM. They could paste the link on Patreon or whatever. And even if it's not necessarily something I'm 100% into, I usually end up doing it. Because if somebody that likes me enough to be a patron is like, hey, this would be awesome, as long as it's not in a hard limit area, I make it work. So,
okay.
There's that as well.
Nope, it's pretty comprehensive.
Yeah. I used to have phone sex offered. That was a pain in the ass to try and coordinate schedules.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was offered once I hit a certain, like, monthly goal. And, that's since dropped. I've lost some people, gained some new. So, since it was such a pain in the ass, I just kind of got rid of them. Plus, they were expensive. So, I was like, that's stupid. I'm just going to get rid of them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So, have you ever had an audio request that was just extremely bizarre? Like something that you just didn't know what the hell, and it almost, like, it wasn't necessarily something you thought was, like, disgusting, per se, but it's just like, yo, what's happening here? What's this request you got going? Like, why do you want this of me? You know, like...
Not to, you know, bust anyone out. I'm not gonna go into specifics, but yeah, I have, I got it a PM on Reddit, and I read through it, and I was like, what do they want from me? So I read through it again. I was like, is this a commission? Read through it a fourth time, and I'm like, I'm not sure what's going on. So I messaged a friend. I was like, can you help me? And so I started, like, copying, like, just little sections of the message, not the whole thing. And because I'm all about privacy. And I was like, what is going on? And they were like, this is a commission request. It's like, what do they want? Like, do they really want X, Y, and Z, or, and they were like, yeah, that's what they want. I was like, okay. I guess I could do that. Huh. I'm not into that, but, like, okay. And I didn't, it was more, like, narrative-based with the kink, so it wasn't, like, it was, there was a lot of, like, world-building and stuff. So it was really interesting. It was a lot of fun to do, actually. I had no idea of the kink or fetish before I got the request.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I was also told to not Google it. So I didn't.
You told to not Google it?
Yes. But the friend explained things very well, and I was glad that I did not Google it. But yes. But it wasn't, like, it wasn't bad. It wasn't, it was just, it had potential to be unsettling. for me specifically.
You need to hear it from, like, a particular source so they can frame it right specifically for you.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. But, okay. That was the only one that really, like, threw me. I've never turned down a commission before. Usually there, well, that's a lie. There was one that included a hard limit that I was like, I can't do this. Maybe you should post to GWA Cafe. And they were like, well, what if we took out the hard limit part? I was like, I don't want you to not get what you're literally paying for, like, that. And he kept insisting that it was fine, that just take it out. And I felt bad. So, like, we eventually just kind of stopped talking.
Mm-hmm.
It was left on, like, him saying, no, it's fine. Me saying, are you really sure? And I think that was the last message that was sent. That was, like, 3 months ago, right after the new year. But most commission requests that I get are, like, 90% of the time things that I find fucking hot. So it really works out in the end for me, because I don't have to say no. I hate saying no. And I get to enjoy the content that I'm producing, like, 100%. Like, I always find aspects that I enjoy in an audio. Plus, I mean, I'm touching myself. So, like, there's that already. There's already one in the plus column.
Always good.
Exactly.
So, would you say that keeping up with your rewards that you give out keeps you, like, fairly busy month to month? And, like, this is including, like, making Patreon-specific audios, doing commissions, back before when you were trying to coordinate, like, the phone sex tiers, things like that. Like, that stuff keep you, like, fairly busy month to month? Or at least, like, when you have the time to factor it in, of course.
Oh, God, yeah. If it's... If, like, it's the 10th of the month, ow, and I haven't done, like, a patron-exclusive audio, or if I haven't done, like, one of the tier fulfillment audios, I, like, start to panic and feel bad. And so, I try and get them done by the 15th. That's usually not the case. I think I got them done by the middle of the month 3 times. And I've had it for, like, 6 months. So, 5 months. So I guess I'm doing all right. But yeah, like, I try and do 2 patron exclusive audios at least. March I only had 1, so April has 3, and I have 2 of the 3 done. Just gotta do 1 more. I still have 8 days.
The countdown.
And but yeah, if it's like in the middle of the month and I am like, all right, time to record, it's start with Patreon first. The custom audios for them, so the custom audios always get done first. Mm-hmm. I'll pull up like the Google Forms and I'll, you know, read them again. I usually read them at least like 5 times because I'm paranoid. And and so like I'll read them, I'll double check what I want to say, how do I want it to overall feel, and then I'll go and do those, get those uploaded, start the next one, get that uploaded, start the next one. Once they're all mm-hmm. uploaded, send out the messages and start on the Patreon or the Patreon exclusive. And then if I don't need to do that, then I will do like just whatever I want, like a script that I have saved or just improv something if I have the idea or whatever. But the commissions in Patreon are first, and that's because there's money involved. Yeah. And I don't want somebody to feel like I'm cheating them or withholding from them. I've gotten numerous comments that I'm very responsive and quick to respond, and I have a fast turnaround rate, and it's easy for me because, you know, my nights are free and most of my days are free, so I can find the time when other people might be at their full-time job or mm-hmm. with their family or, you know, things like that. And so, and plus I'm just so nervous that people are going to get so angry. So, people take their porn very seriously and I don't want to upset anybody. So I try and give like if somebody were to contact me today for a commission, you know, it's Sunday. So I would say I could record it by Wednesday or Thursday. Does that work for you? And then I try and get it done on like Tuesday. Like I mm-hmm. try and get it done before. That doesn't always happen. Most of the time it's like a day early, but I try and give longer time frames than I actually need so that they're pleasantly pleased when it's like a day and a half before they expected it to have their audio porn waiting for them.
So a note on the commissions. Do you have them pay up front when they make the request? Or do you get the request, make the audio, and not give it to them until they pay you by your preferred payment method? I know people do both options.
So I did. So how it works now is you contact me on Reddit and you're like, hey, let's get the ball rolling on a commission. I'm like, coolio, daddy-o, here's the link. You fill out the Google form and then I read it over and I determine what I'm comfortable with, what I'm uncomfortable with, if there's anything that I'm unclear on, if, you know, there's any questions that I have. And it has, like, the form itself has, like, you know, what's your name or honorific? Are there any hard limits on names such as good boy, mine's ma'am, or something like that? And then it's like, what tone do you want? What do you want? What's the time that you want this to be? How many orgasms do you want? You know, is there a script you want me to do? And so I read through all of that based on the content, how long they want it, how many orgasms they want, you know, if there's a script, I will look at it and determine a price, and then I'll say to them, so for the content, you know, you want an F sub, but you want super graphic degradation, and, you know, like a lot of pain. I'm thinking $5 a minute for the 10 minutes, $50, you know. And so there's also a caveat that if it's like outside of my wheelhouse or something that's like I'm not 100% like, you know, on board with, I might charge a little more. But I always explain that, and I've only had to do that once. And, you know, he was super cool with it. And, so yeah, like, also, if they do send me a script, I like to take pauses in my scripts, and I like to be natural and tempting. So, if I see a script and they want a 10-minute audio, but the script, if I were to just, like, perform it, like, record to perform to post, if I know that it's going to be 20 minutes, I'll say, look, this is going to end up being 20 minutes. Are there specific parts you want me to hit in the script to keep it within that 10 minutes? But usually they're like, no, just charge me for 20 minutes. So.
Okay. So a little note, if you could pin it down, what would you say is probably an average price you charge for commissions, or is it just so wild that it's hard to gauge?
I'd say probably 80 to 100
on average.
Yeah. I've had one that was 200, and it was a 40-minute audio.
Woo! Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, and and it was really intense, but So. But normally they're like 60, 50, but I have like a few that are like consistently 30 minutes long, you know, that's $130. It's 130. So, I mean, it takes a lot out of me for 30-minute audios, especially because I usually end up coming more than just the once.
Yeah.
So it's like a little added bonus sometimes.
Nice. But, no, that's an interesting fact. So in terms of your Patreon and your Discord server, is there anything you're toying around with in terms of, like, it possibly implementing or changing in the future? Do you think that they're, like, realistic? You still working out some of the logistics of it? What you got going on in your brain about that stuff, if anything, currently?
Well, with that recent troll on the GWA main, they, who will not be named because I don't know the gender, but, the sex or whatever. Anyway, I switched it to, like, having a verified room and I'm not sure if I 100% like it. And to get verified, you have to have, like, your Reddit username as, like, your nickname or in your profile or, like, link your account. Because mm-hmm. I want to know who I'm talking to. And I also removed the invite link from every post from my subreddit because I didn't want just, like, I didn't want a troll to come and, like, start talking shit or making anyone feel uncomfortable. And so I don't know if I like it. I don't know if it'll stay. I'm not sure. Like, I want everybody to feel comfortable if I'm sharing stuff. I want to know who I'm sharing it with. So to join my Discord server, you have to PM me for the link. And if you PM me for the link, then you'd be verified because then you'd be the only person I gave the link to and you'd be coming in. So I would know who you are. So, I mean, like, that thought process is fine. I'm just not sure if I don't know. I guess I'm just being overly cautious right now.
Oh no, that's perfectly valid. Like, you know, as a male performer that isn't, you know, one of the big ones, like, I don't really have to worry about a lot of people even wanting to be on my Discord server.
Oh, shush.
But, even then, though, like, you know, ever since I came back, I've been a lot more conscious of privacy and, like, you know, screening people. So, like, you know, even from the get-go, my link wasn't put out in the open. It's, yeah. It's always been a matter of, like, you have to contact me to get it, mm-hmm. because, for one, if you take the time to contact me for it, I know for 100% surety, like, you really want to be in. Like,
definitely.
It's not some idle, like, oh, you know, I'll check your Discord out, whatever, man. If you want to take the time to contact me, I know you want to be in it. I know you're interested. And then, you know, I'll have your account so I can look over your comments a little bit and, like, okay, is this a douchebag? I don't think I want them in my Discord server. You know, my Discord server is very much populated by people, mostly, that I talk to a lot
mm-hmm.
from Reddit, you know? So it's, you know, I don't want to bring in any weirdness or anything that's sort of disrupting the good vibes that I've already got going.
Definitely. There.
But, yeah, the verification thing, I think, is a good idea. I think that there should be that kind of system for any sort of similar server that comes
server.
To GWA. Well, especially when it comes to, like, GWA, because, you know, GWA is a place where, like, you share intimate stuff, and people get attached, and people get weird, and, yeah. A lot of people don't understand how to act when it comes to sexual content.
Yeah.
And how to sexually behave yourself. I think that especially requires extra attention.
Definitely. I had, when I introduced the verification part, I had somebody say, like, I don't even know why I was in the shitty server anyway. And they were like, oh, wait, now I do. I'm sorry. Or something like that. And then somebody was like, well, why are you even in here? And they were like, I collect Discord servers. I was like, what?
Are you, wow. I don't even know what the fuck that means. What does that mean?
And then somebody was like, huh? And he or she went on to explain, or they went on to explain, that they just collect the links, they join the servers, and they creep on it. And that was another thing I wanted to avoid. Like, I wanted to avoid just some random coming in. Like, if we're sharing our private, kinky, sexual stuff, like, I don't want just some random coming in and reading it and judging. Because...
Absolutely.
I want a welcoming, safe space. Like, I know that sounds cheesy, but, like, I don't judge. Like, if you're into something and it's not my bag, like, that doesn't make me better or you worse or anything like that. Like, people get off how they get off. So, who am I to judge? Like, I'm into some pretty specific things, and I'm also, like, really into vanilla and the BFE experience, the boyfriend experience, and, like, that's not super popular on GWA, which makes sense, because you can get that in real life. Like, you can't always necessarily get, like, super intense bondage, master-slave dynamic in real life, because either A, you don't have somebody that you feel safe with to do that, or B, like, no one knows that is your kink or your fetish, and so you can't get that, which I feel that hard. So, I mean, like, I get it. And so, like, if I want to, I share that I'm a pillow princess, like, the first time I shared that with somebody, like, I was super embarrassed, and, like, normally I'm not embarrassed to share my stuff, like, what I'm into, but, like, that for some reason has, like, negative connotations to it. And, like, he, like, was super, like, shocked and stuff, and I was like, I know, but, like, I'm so greedy, and I just want to be teased and edged for hours, please. And he's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But now I openly share that, because I just don't give a fuck anymore. But I don't want somebody to just to read that and then be like, oh, she's a big faker. Sunnydale's a phony.
Yeah, be a great big phony. Sunny's a great big phony.
Look
over here.
Yes. I'm glad you got the reference.
100%.
So, because, like, I only post what I am into or think is hot. Like, I've never done something that I was like, oh, this is gonna placate to GWA. I'm always like, this is fucking hot. I wanna do it. I love your hands. The way your hands grip my throat. I love your hands. Like, that was all self-serving. Like, everything I post is self-serving. And if other people are into it, it's even better.
Yeah. But, that's good. So, more specifically, how has your Discord experience been? Like, you know, obviously there's going to be people that are, those are going to be the people who listen to you the most. They probably listen to a majority, if not all, of the things that you post. You know, they're likely donating to your Patreon. They're probably people that you, like, may or may not, like, you know, correspond with a fair bit outside, you know, on PMs or anything like that. What is your general, like, experience been with Discord specifically? Like, and I know you put the whole verification thing up, but, you know, that aside, how's it been since you started with the server?
It's been pretty good. There are some things that, like, get said that I don't know how to respond to. So, like, my initial reaction, I, like, will maybe, like, type it and then delete it because, like, I don't want to offend anybody, or I don't want to come across in a manner that isn't my intention. And so, like, if there's a specific thing that is said that I disagree with, or that, like, is kind of, like, unnerving, I guess, I run it past a few different buddies, and I'm like, hey, so this just kind of happened, and this is my reaction. What are your thoughts? And then they're like, they either support or clarify the intent of, or the perceived intent of the message. And then I go on from there. And I haven't had any, like, big issues. I haven't had any times where I felt like I was being, like, attacked, or, like, where I came off as a bitch or anything like that. At least I hope. I try and keep things light. I like to have fun. I like to make people feel welcome. So if something is said that I don't like, I try and get other perspectives to see if I'm overreacting or misinterpreting. And 9 times out of 10, like, it's not an issue. And if I just don't respond, or if I, like, am playful in a response, it doesn't go badly. And I've really only had, like, 2 or 3 experiences like that anyway. So it's not an issue. So it's been really fun. I enjoy interacting with the people that, you know, choose to join because they do like me. They like what I do. They, you know, I haven't had any trolls yet. And especially now with, like, removing the link, you know, I can, like, almost guarantee that it won't happen. Almost. So it's been pretty good, and I've done a few live recordings where I opened it up to everybody because no patrons were on, or there was like 2, and I'm like, well, I want more, so I always want more. So that's been fun. To, like, let them get a peek behind the curtain, if you will. Yeah. I feel like if I do it, it gives them incentive to, like, check my messages and stuff.
That's cool. Yeah, I feel you on the whole, like, even if there's not really, like, patrons on, like, offering it to, like, who you can. Like, one of the major reasons why I started my Discord server was to kind of do the whole live recording thing, and I actually got that idea from you. I toyed with the idea, but it wasn't until I was on your server and I really liked how cool it seemed. It seemed like everybody on there was, like, you know, they were buddy-buddy, they were, you know, they played off of each other, there seemed to be, like, there didn't seem to be, like, any hostility or weirdness, and the live recording experience was, like, it's really a way to connect more with the person you're listening to, and being in the Discord server looks like it really humanizes you a lot. And that's kind of something I wanted, and I really liked that, and so, you know, I wanted on the record that, like, that is what inspired me to make my server, was being on your server.
You're welcome. No, I'm just kidding. So.
but now we're, like, rounding this one out. So just to close it out, what all advice would you give to someone who wants to start doing either commissions or open up a Patreon, or anything in that field of getting money involved? What all advice would you give them?
Don't use PayPal for commissions because it's against terms of service. It's against terms of service for Google Play to the erotic adult content. And plus, on PayPal, they can dispute it, and you're not really protected with unverified purchases like that. Plus, going through and setting up, like, a merchant account to, like, keep your name private is a pain in the ass. They check your social security number. You have to have, like, a bank and a credit card on file. You have to confirm your phone number. Sometimes you have to send in documents. So PayPal's a pain in the ass. But using it for, like, your Patreon, so far, knock on wood, so good. And then as far as, like, commissions go, I'm sure there's other ways to get it besides, like, Amazon gift cards, but that's what I do. You can buy almost everything that you need on Amazon, like sex toys, clothes, books, movies, video games, toilet paper, Cascade, Tide Pods, all of that shit. So, like, Amazon gift cards, not a bad idea. I super approve of that. Definitely don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to say, this element makes me uncomfortable. I'm 100% fine with everything else, but this element makes me uncomfortable. And I've had that happen twice, and each time the gentleman was super responsive, super, like, apologetic for no reason. Like, it's your kink. You don't need to apologize. I'm not comfortable with it. And, like, they'll, like, if they know how commissions work, which every guy that I've interacted with so far, it's not their first time doing it. Mm-hmm. So if they know how it works, they're going to definitely be receptive and not think that you're judging them. So don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to, you know, inform them of anything that makes you uncomfortable. Ask for specifics. Like, sometimes you'll get a vague request and you're like, what do you want? Like, I don't understand. What do you want from me? And sometimes it is like pulling teeth trying to get the specifics, but just keep going, because you don't want to get that message or email like, this isn't what I wanted, you know, I wanted blah blah and blah. Like, get that before money exchanges hands, because you want to make sure that you're giving them what they want, because they're coming to you for your expertise, for your voice, for that connection with you. So just, even if you think that you're sounding annoying, keep going, keep asking. And, yeah, don't use PayPal. I can't stress that enough. Don't use PayPal. And don't use Google Play or Google Pay unless you trust the person, because I've only used it with one person, but I really trust him. And so, I would not feel comfortable doing it with anybody else, just because I don't know, like, the dispute type process. I don't think there is one. Like, I mean, no matter what, anybody could do a chargeback on their credit card. Like, even for the Amazon gift card, but that would just, like, that would tank their Amazon account, not yours. So, Amazon gift cards are quality. And then if you get enough, you can buy yourself a PS4, or you can buy yourself a TV.
Yeah.
Save it. They don't expire that I'm aware of.
All right. Well, thank you for all that wonderful advice.
Yes.
And thank you for taking the time to sit here and answer some questions. I know we've been on here for about an hour and a half. thanks to anybody who took the time to listen.
Yes, thank you.
I know this is like the first, I can't expect anybody to like necessarily hound to listen to the first episode here, but, you know, hopefully I'll be able to get some more going with some, a diverse range of topics. You know, some of them aren't going to be GW related, and, but yeah, and thank you for really sharing there and trying to be nice and comprehensive, Sunny. It was a wonderful time having you on, and I hope you continue to prosper with your commissions and your Patreon and all.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be on the inaugural episode.
But, but yes, enjoy the rest of your day, and... signing off, everybody. Also, have a good day.
Bye.